Out comes Cutting, and he finds the man at square leg. Lyon gets another miss hit.
He certainly did. He bowled beautifully. North Sydney Oval, and he got figures of 4 for 10. That's like in the under-12s. G'day, Nath.
Morning, boys.
Great bowling yesterday.
Yeah, thanks. I was happy with the way they come out. Just lucky enough, the coin fell my way, and we're lucky enough to get a good back-to-back victory for us.
Yeah. It was. We were talking up in the commentary box, Nath. Mark Taylor in particular, the pace that you bowled yesterday. I mean, you're getting purchase off the pitch, but you got that pace right.
Yeah, I felt that the ball's been coming out okay the whole matter, but playing on these smaller grounds, your best ball usually goes for six. So I was lucky enough to be able to mix some pace pretty well yesterday and try and get some false shots out of the boys. So, as I said, the coin fell my way, but... couldn't do that without all the other boys bowling well at the other end as well. So,
You're very modest, mate. It was 3 for 3, so your figures actually blew out.
Yeah, too expensive. So. Anyway.
We were worried. Yeah, so we were sort of thinking, oh, gee, I wonder whether he gets taken off here or whether you bowl the 10 through. Were you saying the whole time, just leave me on?
Yeah,
I've got a pretty good relationship with Mo, and he's a very good captain and player. And once he saw that... had a pretty good rhythm going. He just said, let's go for it and see if we can crack this game right open. So, yeah, so lucky enough to play under a pretty good skipper in Mo. So it was good fun yesterday.
Nathan, what did you do a little bit differently? Because you copped a bit of tap during this series.
I think I just worked out the line and pace. There was a bit of moisture in the wicket, which obviously helped the ball stick in the wicket, and they couldn't actually... play through the shot. To be honest with you, I've been pretty happy with the way they've been coming out. I know the stats haven't shown that in the last couple of games, but as I said before, your best ball on these small grounds usually goes for six, and they can miss it for six in the small grounds. But really, I was really happy with the way they came out yesterday. I just got the pace right and was able to hit the right length, I guess.
How nervous were you guys when you'd lost those early three wickets?
Oh, yeah, I get pretty nervous because I can't really hold the bat. I want to be able to try and hit the winning run. But it was pretty special innings between KP and Mo. That partnership obviously won us the game. So they're very, very talented cricketers. Both got very big futures for Australia in my book. So, great to see.
Look, Moses on Reeks has always been a bit of that child prodigy, Nathan, but he does appear to be at the peak of his powers, the top of his game. You can see him playing tests this summer?
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely put his hand up for selection. I dare say he's grown as a cricketer and as a man, I guess, off the field. He's very mature now. He understands his game and he's a great leader. So he's been fantastic for New South Wales and he's been close to the player of the tournament in my book. So he's definitely put his hand up for selection, and I'm no doubt if he gets the opportunity to play Test match cricket throughout the summer, he'll do a great job.
We thought it was a real shame that Hughes didn't get an opportunity to play yesterday because he batted really well and he looks much improved, actually.
Yeah, Dan's been working hard on his game, especially his batting. And, credit to himself, all the hard work's been paying off. So it was disappointing seeing firstly get hit in the head there the other night, but not to be able to compete in the final. Because at the end of the day, that's why you do the pre-season. You do all the training to get up early in the morning, do all the hard runs, but to play in those finals. So, but to see him miss out, and that was disappointing. But no doubt he's only young, so he'll get more opportunities as his career goes on.
Yeah. Is he okay, Nathan? So he just couldn't pass that concussion test yesterday?
Yeah, so he failed his concussion test. And to be honest with you, I'd have to talk to the doctor, but he seemed okay to me, but apparently he wasn't.
I've just
The fact that he thought he was Nathan Lyon had nothing to do with it.
Still didn't stim one.
No, that's right. Nath, your focus now, mate, very much on taking on South Africa, and I think we're all looking forward to that contest.
Yeah, definitely. We fly up to Brisbane today to compete in the Day Night Shield game starting tomorrow. So it's a quick turnaround, but then we've obviously got the first test the following week in Perth, which is going to be a massive challenge for us. Obviously, didn't have the best results in Sri Lanka and then in South Africa either. But we're confident enough in Australia. We know how to play well in our conditions. We just need to go out there, compete well, and really play some good hard cricket.
Mate, that'll be Steve Smith, Dave Warner. Will Pat Cummins, will he go to play that Shield game?
No, I don't think Paddy's coming.
Right,
but,
okay.
You've got Josh Hazlewood and Mitch Stark, the big quicks.
Yep.
So you got all the Australian boys around, so it should be a good week, hopefully.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Gabba, day-nighter, pink ball, humidity, afternoon thunderstorms. It can toss up a few variables there, Nathan.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I know the big quicks are looking forward to it, but it should be a great contest and a good experience. Seeing we've got a pink ball game there against Pakistan, so it's a valuable experience for especially our bats and also our bowlers. So hopefully we can learn from that leading into the first test, to the Brizzy test match against Pakistan.
How does the pink ball feel for you?
Yeah.
Pink ball, white ball, red ball, there's no real difference.
No
to me.
Difference.
I'll just stick there and keep trying to bowl my best ball each and every ball. So I find no difference, but I know the quick definitely likes bowling with it in the twilight and in the night time. So hopefully Darcy can get a few balls swinging around to in Adelaide and in Brisbane in the test matches and hopefully get the right result for Australia.
Nath, just coming back to the Matador, do you feel that there are some young batsmen coming through? I made a comment that I wish there were some more young batsmen at the top of the statistic page when it comes to batting and bowling, I suppose, but more the batting sense. Do you feel there's some youngsters coming through?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to point them out now, but I know there's Ryan Gibson, who's part of the New South Wales squad, but also plays for the CA11. He's very high up on my radar. I think he's a very talented cricketer. But then the likes of Dan Hughes and these guys for just New South Wales. I'm only thinking of New South Wales
guys.
But there's definitely some young, talented young batsmen coming around the ranks as well. And I think especially the younger they are, they're still trying to figure out the game and they've probably got one too many shots at the moment. But no doubt they'll figure out the game over the next, hopefully, 6 to 18 months or however long it will take, and they can duck in on top of those run leading boards.
Nathan, just congratulations again. Outstanding performance yesterday, guiding New South Wales to that victory. I know you paid tribute also to your side there. And enjoy Brisbane, the day-night Shield game, and then good luck in that opening test match.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Nath.
Nathan Lyon there joining us after taking 3 for 10 off 10 overs at North Sydney Oval. Mm.